Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best.
Mark Pathways, Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in numbers 893-1394-43. And the information I just gave on the last hour on normal situations of a talk show host that wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And most of the, every show that I've done, I've always given you keywords and of what's going on in the world. The thing, and particularly the Situation Room, where they're shoving shoving countries here and there and making plans, developing ways to have it work. And of course, it's a person like me who's connected and being able to find things out and do things. There's certain things that I can say and I can't say. That's why I use code words on the show to give you real-world changes. I get always upset about things like there was a comment by Senator Phil Graham called mental recession, you know, where we're all a bunch of whiners. the whole thing is I invented a thing, you know, a term called water whiners, people that... they say, well, it's too much on the thing. It's costing me too much to have bottled water and to work it through. But, no, people are not whining so much as the fact that I think that what's really happening is that there's a realization going on that all this time, the rose-covered garden and raising the grandchildren, and everybody's going to go to a college, and everyone's going to have the other end. Meanwhile, you got to... the wife of a candidate running for president who's upset because you can't handle $150,000 on the other end of the loop in terms of the educational concept, never thinking that, folks like me, I'm not going to put myself up against that statement because the law firms are all supporting Mrs. Obama as the thing. She's the greatest thing since blue cheese because she went to Harvard. And she's a black woman and that type of thing. Everybody gets excited and says, is it by race, you know? No, most of us worked through schools. We worked. The natural stipend was $500. That was our stipend. You had to stand in line to get it. So we worked. We went to school. We went to classes. We worked. And now, of course, the present generation of people and the commencement exercises of today's graduates, if you listen to the speakers, they're all socialists in one way or another, again, the concept of it. Well, that's what I don't think people are whining. I think they're realizing they've been screwed. They got 45 years of getting screwed. And you take like $85,000 that you now need to save for long-term care by the Fidelity Insurance Company. Think about that. You've got $85,000 for long-term care and your chances of life by the EPA and the value has been shortened by 7 years and you're only worth $61 million? Think about it.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
This is Barker Pathways, July 13, 2008, and I'm really glad to see the new listeners coming in and to work through this process of being able to improve yourself and the investments and the concepts of things. Remember everything we talk about in terms of the process of how the government operates in that formula of how you evaluate human life is really based. Is also clearly based on the concept of the stock market and the fact that the corporations and the companies that formulate these products, you take the new government policy that they're trying to promote. I'm getting ahead of myself, but of what I need to present today. But there's a serious case of Searles Valley Minerals, which is a company in California, in San Bernardino County, and there's a story about a lady Ruth and her husband who were contaminated from the chemicals of this place, and they had dead birds there. They had 4,000 dead birds since the year 2000 out next to the plant. Nobody did anything. The company hid it and the whole thing, and there's this whole process by which. This is an extraordinary case, and I will be talking a lot about it on many shows. And the whole process here is that the people that in the media and the propaganda on the misinformation section that comes from the Department of Defense that controls most of the paper news that you see out on television, they're saying, well, what we really need is that... we need to have greener chemicals, and we need to build capacity for greener chemicals and process it. And the change in the chemical industry, you know, they'll resist that. Now that sounds good on the surface, and there isn't any problem with the idea of making better chemicals for the sake of the environment and the way you work with it. But then why is it that under the North American continent, and it's no longer the United States of America, it's the North American continent, and that's the way it is on the new maps, the concept of really trying to change the psychology of people to understand that it's really the process of how you allocate resources like energy and how you allocate resources like water, how you allocate resources like the process of growing food. The whole thing here is the fact that Ruth and her husband were chemically contaminated. She called one of the larger newspapers of the Gannett chain and went all the way back to 1998. No one would listen to her. Finally, somebody around 2002 listened to her. She called all the time saying, "I'm being poisoned by this company in terms of where I work and the rest of it." Then it took them a long time, a couple years, to write the story and the whole thing. We're going to get into great detail on this over many shows and the fact of what happened to with Ruth and her husband. But the whole process of this thing is that, yes, they got contaminated, and yes, they taken chemotherapy, yes, they got cancer, and all thing, and they did have the birds die, and they did get money. The company got money, and the Forestry Service got money per bird, and they took the money, and what did they do with the money? Okay, that's another show. I intend to cover that in great depth, because it's an example of exactly what the con game is in terms of bureaucrats making decisions of which we have no control. We have no control. And the idea of the SPP agreement, the Security Prosperity Partnership Agreement, is based upon the economics of allocating energy, based upon the corridor of the so-called Texas Highway. So, of course, it's a wide energy corridor, and that's what they're calling it. But the whole thing is they're not telling people that the whole reallocation of human beings, which I keep talking about, the movement of millions of people to go in and they're going to try to change, and they say, "Well, I'm going to stay and stick it out here to fight these people, and I'm going to do it." And I always consider that a good American trait. That's the way it should be. But what happens when you don't have care for people that have lost 4.5 million acres of farmland from floods, as we have, no rebuild on Katrina, that's going to be an inverse eminent domain system and under the control of the United Nations. Then you're going to have energy corridors placed upon the SPP highway and the concept of that agreement in terms of that to be transporting goods, but it's also going to be through the highway of the United States, the whole concept of the energy corridor. The 10-lane highway, the concept of their own money, their own courts. I've talked about this a lot. I can remember making an effort to defend the truckers when I first came out to it. I had a show on it, and one of the organizers to keep the highway from happening. And I was told right out front, you know, that by the Congress people, they said they didn't want their names mentioned, but they told me not to talk about this. They said, you know what you're talking about, but you just don't talk about this. And the whole thing is, and that's where I found out about the reallocation of energy systems along these highways and corridors for the redevelopment of the North American system. So to make it like a European, European nation in terms of the combined of the various countries in Europe, and have it on the same basis as this, a concept of the allocation of the water in the system and the energy corridors that are going to be along, and only certain people are going to get the energy. Only certain people are going to get the water. Only certain people are going to get the food. So that we go back again to real-world stuff here. This is the thing. This is the process of how you evaluate human life. How much do you want to pay to have the concept of doing this and to lower the risk? And this whole idea of having the formulation of how much employers pay for the exposure of their employees to certain risks and how much they want to pay for that. Why isn't that the workman's compensation attorneys cannot make any kind of headway with administrative judges with workman's compensation processes by which you have chemical damages? You take this lady, Ruth, and her husband. they were there and they were being put forth in the concept of, they say, wow, we, the legislature, we're going to do this on a case-by-case basis. That's how the Environmental Protection Agency takes care of this. The whole process is that they are chemically contaminated. They have cancer. They have chemical outcomes which are part of the bioaccumulation system of which they are contributing on their own into the concept of the excretion of their body fluids which are going into the toilet and which are going into the process and being worked through. Now, senators are telling me, well, we're really very upset about endocrine disruptors being in the water. And the whole thing, and I says, but I told you about endocrine disruptors several years ago. And the pharmaceutical companies came in and said, oh, no, you can't talk about that. No, but you're not going to talk about the fact that it causes cancer of disinfectant byproducts in terms of the cancer and the leukemia of animals, which has been promoted in humans, and you don't want to talk about that because you reevaluated the concept of human life, which is the basis of the process of determining who lives and dies. I talk about it on every show. I come and think, there was some work done by Riley and called the relation of water chlorination to serum lipids in elderly white women. This was done in the Journal of Epidemiology. Very sophisticated study. It was done in 1992. It showed This is called a cohort study, and of course they say, well, oh, the white women, they're going to have increased cholesterol anyway because they're older and they're going to die anyway. So the economy of scale at that time was 5%. I kept talking about that when I first went on the air. How would you like to know that a work by Dr. Rowe coming out in pathology toxicology called the safety evaluation of toothpaste containing chloroform? The long-term studies in mice, they knew about this when they put this in for the humans, you see. And the whole thing, and this was caused in another piece of study called by Dr. Ruddick, very good piece of work. The title of the work is a Terological Assessment of 4 Trihalomethanes in the Rat. This was done in 1983, and this was a very high-level study in terms of the change of the seminal cells of the testicles of male rats, and how the trihalomethanes changed the hormone level of the reproductive system. I predicted then, not when I studied it, because got to keep in mind, I came across this in the year 2002, and the government already knew this. They were already promoting it. The 1998 directive to the states had already been put out there. People were all getting sterile. Infertility would increase 7% in the country. And the whole part, and other parts of the world, sterility is one of the major precursors to world diseases. And everybody has this cover story, which is a total bogus story, trying to promote on the HIV system, which I could do a whole show. I could do a full 2 hours on that absolute amazing piece of work of manipulation of the human body. Let me tell you, you take Mobley's work. This is something I'll be doing a lot of writing about. On chlorine dioxide depresses the T3 cells uptake. This is on the thyroid system, and it delays the development of the locomotion activity of young rats. And this is where you have the chlorine decreasing the locomoting activity. This was done on humans later in Iowa. And this particular study was done in 1990. So the whole process of of this, of knowing that you have a locomotion change, lower of testes seminal single cells, you have the destruction of the eggs of the ovary system of rats, which were turned into the Camp Lejeune study of the abortion of the wives of Marines that were studied at that, which I exposed to the Senate subcommittee hearing. All this based on the concept of life, yet you're going to have an allocation of energy and water through the Texas corridor as the basis of the North American Treaty. Think about it.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Parker Pathways, July 13, 2008. Call the number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I wanted to mention that in the process of the political weapon of energy and food is all part of the G8 meeting, which has been going on, and the whole process of the person who really spilled the beans, and not to make a pun, was Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, and she has exposed a lot of political weapon of global food shortages. It's not a question of shortage and buying something to store food. That's not the issue. The issue is going to be the shortage of food on this planet and the allocations of the various population shifts. She wrote in German in Tagesspiegel, and she's talking about the G8 use of the food supply as a political weapon. And she's totally right. And if you had the English translation, it's all smoothed over. But in German, it takes a spiel like Ganze and Grisefach has the full expose of the control of human populations on this earth by the year 2050. And of course, the concept of discovering about global manipulation of people being exposed by food manifestations is all dependent on the water supply. And, of course, if the water supply is contaminated, it's not going to use it. The United Nations doesn't want anybody to know the concept of their famous sustainable processes, which is another fallacy and should be challenged by against environmentalists in court. I direct you to look over a book called Eat Your Heart Out, and it's by Felicity Lawrence. And there's another book called The End of Food by Paul Roberts. Both of these books are excellent to discuss the concept of the food control of the earth and how this is going to be manipulated, and it is being done right now. But, of course, I've exposed the concept of contamination of the water that irrigates the food, and I have a lot of unhappy people out here who are doing everything they can to try to make sure I don't talk about that. We have a very quick call from Mo in Oregon. Mo, are you there?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for calling the show. We don't have much time, Mo, but yes. You go right ahead.
Yes. You know, can you please elaborate on TET or costochondritis more about what it is, how it's going to be cured, and is it going to be cured by steroid injections, or is it going to be, I mean, it's going to be there for a few years, I believe, but, I mean, it's a pain close to the heart, and it's called costo-external pain. Mm-hmm. And what is that? Please.
Well, I was really talking about the energy system and the manipulation of statistics on the value of human life, Mo. Could you send me an email and ask your question there, and then I'll be more than glad to answer. The email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And
yeah, sure,
I'll
sure,
be
sure.
more than glad to answer you. I'm not putting you off. It just happens to be that I'm on another subject, and I'll be more than glad to talk to you about it, give you some clues. Perhaps we can get you some references. And you've probably already been treated for it already, too, aren't you?
Yeah, no. I mean, they keep just they say you need to take Vicodin, ibuprofen, and et cetera.
Well, those are painkillers, Mo.
Yeah, right. That's it. I mean... But you know, it's not able to work, and you know, it's hard to sit down for 8 hours, you know, and et cetera.
You send me an email for that, and we'll see what we can do today. By the way, the physicians that are seeing you probably have leads for ways to do some clinical trials on you too, you know, to be able to research that. That's a researchable that's a researchable item.
So, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But you don't go in and get two tablets in the morning and I'll see you kind of story. That's a whole different one. I say it's researchable. I don't mean you're going to be, cured out of the way. You know. So what we'll do is you email me on that and we'll try to guide you into other areas, okay?
All right. I appreciate your assistance in this matter, and we love your show and great show always.
Thank you very much,
and you have a nice weekend. Bye.
Yeah, and you make sure you call again.
Sure.
One of the things Mo's reminded me about is something very important. In fact, if Mo is still listening, there's something I want to talk about, which is... I was going to talk about it another time, but there's a new project called the Undiagnosed Disease Program, and you can find that on HTTP Rare Diseases Info at the National Institute of Health. And if Mo could punch that in, he might be able to find some leads for what he's talking about. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we will pursue the concept of the value of life.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848. How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy. Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to sit back and relax and perhaps enjoy a nice cold drink. Being healthy is not always easy, but with Royal Greens, a new superfood that has the nutritional value of more than 30 superfood ingredients, you can now be healthier with a simple drink. It's like eating a big bowl of vegetables without actually eating them. It has powerful antioxidants, digestive enzymes, plant fibers, and it tastes great. Royal Greens is naturally sweetened with stevia, a natural sweetener found in fruits and vegetables. It's also low in sugar, calories, and it's caffeine-free. Since Royal Greens is filled with vitamins, minerals, and fiber, it's a great pick-me-up for your morning commute. Just mix it into a cold glass of water and you have yourself a healthy, refreshing drink. Call 1-800-547-6603. Hey, put down that coffee and donut and start getting healthy today with Royal Greens. Call now for a free 30-day supply. Dial 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. Call the number 800-313-9443. One of the groups that attacked me about a year ago, they're out of Switzerland, and I was bringing up this whole concept because I saw it coming when we were getting ready to deal with Pakistan the whole process of building the oil line coming in that Pakistan wants to build into Iran. And I remember I had a caller who was very irate, and he was all upset because he said, I want to see that Situation Room and the whole thing. And I really should have told him that he wouldn't like the Situation Room because they say things in there and do things that you would not even be able to relate to because there's so many processes that go on in the world and things. Of course, now all that's come true is the past week. Took them a year and a half to implement it. Then you had Pakistan say, well, we don't want American troops over here looking for bin Laden. We have enough troops over here in the thing. Well, they get $5 billion in leather sacks, and nobody knows where in the hell that money goes and the whole thing. And, of course, you get to the point where I'm very serious when I say that we should have amicus curiae briefs against the environmentalists and the rest of it to go through because this is a process that needs to go along. These people have harmed our planet. They've harmed people on this earth, and some of the policies they have and what they want to implement. They've already started. Look what's happened to Al Gore. The whole mathematics of the Hinley, of the Professor Hinley work, is so bogus that it's embarrassing. And the same, one of the agencies out of Switzerland was the idea of having the great apes given the status as humans. And the whole process of this is that I was starting to talk in a year and a half ago, because I knew this was coming, where humans would be valued differently, and they would have a different monetary value placed on them. And this is the basis of my thesis of the process of this. In fact, when the first water studies were first done by the Environmental Protection Agency, that was in charge of and designated out by the United Nations and sanctified by the presidents in line, the idea was that there would be an allocation of various resources based upon the economic studies, and so it was the title of the studies were called socioeconomic studies, and it was really based on the idea that a lot of people wouldn't be able to afford bottled water, and their abortion and reproductive capacities would be increased, and because of the tap water, and at that time they were just doing straight studies out of the tap water. Of course, that's where the Swan study came in, and the rest of it. Now, the whole process of medical research is dependent upon the great ape. The great ape is we have to think as part of the chromosome and genetic code system as we've been able to work it. This was before the days of the genome. And I remember I mentioned the best tribute I could possibly give, you know, to the death of Dr. DeBakey. But the whole process is at that time, the genetic system was really leveled into a very primitive kind of system and genetics as to what caused cancer. And the whole thing came down to the idea of dealing with biochemistry. And, of course, that's where I got my teeth cut when biomedical biochemistry. And I remember when there was another doctor who was the instructor to DeBakey, and his name was Dr. Kabote, and we were all concerned as to why is it whether you can have tumors in the various organs and you do surgery, and what triggers it, and what happens with that and the rest of it. So the whole process was that you had to do work on primates in order to understand what the human system is all about and be able to determine. If it wasn't for the primate, we wouldn't have had the first conceptual gene signal, G6724, which was the main gene that was causing the trigger of the carcinogenic products in the aorta. In those days, that was big news, and IBM actually constructed a special computer to be able to measure that gene structure within the aorta of the human body. But the animals that were being used at that time were great apes, and now, of course, the Swiss project kind of people are against what I'm against. They want to put the apes in the human status to have the same human status. And so this will influence human medical research as we know it, but it'll also determine, and the real motive and intentions behind this is the fact of being able to value human life in a different way. And the idea is to, and my counter to that, of course, is many, and I have many counters to that. But I just want to throw out one of the things that the bleeding lung syndrome in babies. You take the bleeding lung syndrome in babies, which is prevalent now around the world and the rest of it. It's caused by a lot of research went into this, and the spongiomyoplasmas and the myoplasmas, which come from water. And when the cell, the mycoplasma, hits the water in the terms that it creates this new environment, it's on paper. And that's the connection, is the idea of certain paper can have the chemistry of the nitrate to be able to grow the mycoplasma, which in turn the baby can breathe this plasma and the mycoplasma, and it causes the bleeding lung syndrome. Now, the first bleeding lung syndrome case was done with great apes. At that time, it wasn't diagnosed out. It was done in 1964. And we wouldn't have known about the bleeding lung syndromes if it hadn't been for the fact of the great ape system. And, it's water-based. Now, the whole focus of being able to, what the dot is, that the transmission of the genetic codes and the rest of this is based on laws of physics, and it's also based upon biochemistry, and it also triggers the gene system. What the Environmental Protection Agency refuses to accept in terms of determining the effect of animals on the fact that animals can have cancer of the liver and leukemia as a result of additives of chloramine and chlorine dioxide and chlorine in the water, is the fact that under the guise of masking various forms of cancerous products of the bromoacetic acids, of which we would not know about if it hadn't been for the original studies that were done even in the 60s on bleeding lung syndrome in infants. So now, of course, this has been expanded to the level of serotonin changes in the brain as a result of causing the SIDS in infants. So all of these things connect interchangeably. The real focus is to decrease human medical research, and to the environmentalists and the Swiss group, their whole position is to not give that value to human life, to have that system. Now, let us say, for the sake of argument and real-world terms, let's say that the Swiss group, putting the great ape on the same level as human beings, and the value in the EPA saying, well, the value is how much you want to pay to get rid of the risk. What happens if you're not in the economic stability system to be able to work with it? Now, that's an obvious question, of course. Now, everyone talks about the concept of the value that's placed on aspects of this. And let's say that we're going to look at this objectively, and let's say we're looking over a portfolio of companies. The subject that I've covered in the past 15 minutes, the companies that are working on this in terms of trying to increase value of the human life and trying to go against the concept of the economic social capacity, which is what it's called, the socioeconomic index, are such companies as Cyclone Pharmaceuticals, Equinth Incorporated, Genomic Health Incorporated, Natus Medical, and of course Hewlett Packard, and AP Pharmacia in New York, Avastar Communications. The stock ratios on the stock volume are up 1 to 7% on the rotation of stocks, even though that the Dow Jones has fallen dramatically, and the value of our money is very very dubious. Now, we're heading in. If you were to talk to hedge funders, or let's say short people who sell short, the whole process, they already know that we're in a recession. But the whole problem here is that if you value human life based upon the situation and the thing, these people make products, they develop research. This is what's good about America. This is the whole point. I want to get back to this the angering statement to me that one of the presidential candidates wants to speak Spanish and the thing because we don't have this other interconnection with things. I advise you to read a book called The West Last Chance by Blankley. And this is about the Islamic radical fascist concept of the control through language, and the conceptual idea of this. I just am furious that the public never gets told. Let's say that you want to file a patent in an international country based upon any one of the advancements of these New York Stock Exchange or over-the-counter exchanges and the rest of you want to have an innovation, you cannot have in the national stage, which is coming into America with a U.S. filing date, unless that international patent is in English. And it won't be accepted. And the filing date is everything. Who files to be able to have a filing date against a competitor that may have a similar innovation? So the English language is built into the system to protect, and this is globally. So there are 714 different outlets of the International Patent Treaty and the Paris Trade Agreements that cover the fact of how an international patent can be filed. And you have to have this filing date before, let's say, the cutoff date for the changes in the various patent laws around the world is November 29th, year 2000. Now, if you file before that date, you have different rules. You have to have this translation in English, or you have to have a fulfillment of various requirements of the international patent. Which one is to be translated in English, have a cover sheet for it, have a certified copy of saying it's been translated in that country and that invention was actually done, and it has to be for the same invention, and it has to be by the same inventor at its filing in the United States. This gives honor and protection to the patents on this earth and the whole process of being able to develop protection of patents against a foreign priority of a patent that's not translated in English. What the Islamic fascist people want to do is take away that requirement. That's what one of the presidential candidates is not telling you. And the whole thing is, and I am absolutely outraged to the point of being unspeakable. I can't have words come out of my mouth that thing without everybody getting upset in terms of, but I can't care about that. I don't care about the Swiss project wanting to make great apes on the human level. They're short-handed in terms of their brain cell to understand. Wait till they have a medical problem and they have to have an IV on interferons that will increase the antibodies in their body to be able to develop things. And I'm going to say this. I'm also outraged at another process of things. There's a book that I also, I do book reviews for the listeners. You know, I mean, every show I talk about things, but there's something I want to mention about. It's a book called Cosmic Anger, and it's the first Muslim Nobel Prize scientist, and his name was Abdus Salam, and his physics work absolutely astounding, and the whole process is that he got his Nobel Prize which was in 1979, for his part in developing an electroweak theory, which unifies the two of the forces of nature. He was able to exceed Albert Einstein's concept of the four forces of nature, which are written up in the concept of alchemy and the rest of the thing. But the process of this, that was the mythologies of the forces of nature. But here we have Abdus Salam, who had to live as a Pakistani physicist who had to live on the run because of his Muslim beliefs, of which they wanted to go against and wanted to do, and he wanted to behead him and do all kinds of things. So Salam's theory is one of the most beautiful ideas in physics, and it is worth it to know this because it's the basis of how you evaluate nature and human life. And the whole process, and EP, of course, would never have Salam's exquisite physics, but he's one of the greatest scientists that ever lived, and he has to live in exiles and doing the thing. It's a tremendous read, and it's worth your world to be able to understand it. Now, the thing is, this recently we had, there was a Albert Einstein's letter about religion was sold at auction. It was a letter on religion that Albert Einstein wrote to philosopher, I think it would be Eric Gudlin, I believe. And it sold an auction for a lot of money and the whole thing. But he was talking about, Einstein was talking about the concept of that God coping with life is just too difficult and people believe in the thing. But Barack Obama got into trouble, as they put it, hinting at the concept that turning to God because of coping is just too difficult, so people do it, you know, as a part of it and the process. Of course, I believe absolutely you need belief systems like that. You must believe in something as it comes into the process. And a lot of these environmentalists, in my opinion, do not believe in something. They are so self-centered in the concept they want no humans on the planet. They want to develop growing meat in a different way. They want it without bones, they call it. They have the evaluation of life from the EPA is really based upon the environmentalist cause without a belief in God. You take God out of something within America, you destroy America. Period. There's a book by Ed Stein on that subject, too. We'll come back at the other end of the break and we'll close the show off.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There we go.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and of course I want to give that number again for magnetic clay, 800-257-3315. Just tell them you heard about it on the show and ask them about their particular clay products that are very useful for the human body and in various ways. And of course they have nascent iodine, and of course they have the magnesium oils of various dimensions and scrubs. But these are very important things in which I haven't even touched the potential for electronic transfer with some of those products, and we will get in those in the other show. But you just call that number, 800 1-800-257-3315 and just tell them you heard about it on the show. I wanted to, now it's very important to tie in the concept of the Einstein's developer, how do you believe in God and religion. There's a reason to finding in that there's a 3-foot-tall tablet with 87 lines of Hebrew that are on a tablet, a stone tablet, and it's been found. And the whole process is that the talks about a Messiah who will rise from the dead after 3 days. Now, the Messiah description has always been there. I've seen some of these scrolls when I was in Cairo, and I've seen some of the stones, but the whole thing is suggests that the story of a Messiah's death and resurrection may not have been unique, but is really part of the Jewish tradition at the time. And this was found at the Dead Sea in Jordan. Now, the reason that this is important on a lot of different levels, that two columns of the Torah are similar to this stone that's been found. Now, the whole process in helping to understand the roots of belief systems in Christianity and is a devastating political crisis that is forced into the Jewish state in terms of these archaeological findings and the process of this. And I'll just add very quickly, you want to talk about human life, think about how they valued human life before Christ. And the whole thing. Here the EPA is basing the value of what you'll pay to eliminate the risk and what an employer will pay in workman's compensation for the applied risk. The whole process of human life was really placed on the idea of resurrection as the basis in the story of the death of a person who was that they put in as the Messiah. Now, in my opinion, I think that these folks had it right, but for a different reason. When you add the concept of the different calendars, the Mayan calendars, the Ptolemaic calendars, the Sumeric calendars, and the process of which they evolved, the way of biophysics of which are alluded to by the physicist Addis Salaam, the whole thing comes down to the electroweak theory being based as a life form, which is being recreated. Which absolutely makes sense if you are talking about recreating a life value. This is a metaphysical principle which is real. It's in the law of physics. It's in the basis of all things that all life regenerates. They have in the Bible, people will tell you, we dust to dust, and the whole process of the thing in the recreation. But the whole thing, the value of life goes beyond life. That's why you have to preserve it. You have to preserve it. And that's the basis of valuing human life, not what the EPA says that you can afford to pay for. This has been Tiger Wynn Parker and Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank the producers and the people who have helped put this show together. This is real world stuff, and we're fighting for the battle of our lives politically, ideologically, and on the world plane. The missiles are shooting, the ships are flying, and the oil is there to drill. Let's get the Chinese out of the Gulf of Mexico and show who's boss. I want to dedicate the show to the troops over there in Iraq and Afghanistan and in the Strait of Hormuz. God bless America, and be careful.
Men, are you...